Armadoxy for today, Other Wars. Continuing on the theme expressed yesterday as to how we are conditioned for war, we point to a phenomenon that continues to breed war. It is the phenomenon of leading with a stale vision. Now this year, this phenomenon is even more accentuated with the presidential elections here in the United States. The two leading contenders for the position have lived the good part of 8 decades and are now sharing their vision for the future, vying for votes. Now, what vision and for what future? This is not only true in the United States, but a quick glance around the globe, and you'll see it's usually older men who engage in wars that the young ones fight. We hide behind the concept of funding wars while shipping off kids to fight those wars. Jesus came to the world to challenge the stale visions with an option for life. Go and learn what it means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, says Jesus, to a world that is desperate for a vision which is articulated by love and its manifestations, such as mercy. Today we fund wars throughout the world based on stale visions which propagate more hatred and more war. Death, disease, famine, instead of life, health, and wealth. Think of the billions of dollars that can be used to fight the larger wars, such as housing and sheltering homeless populations, or transferring floodwaters to areas devastated by drought, or exploring new innovations in medicine and technology to improve the quality of life. Yes, life, health, and wealth. We read in Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. In fact, the stale vision of war is literally and figuratively a one-way ticket to death. Hence Jesus' words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It is the direction of a life which follows a vision of faith, hope, and love. As the body of Christ, the church has a responsibility and a duty to continue to herald the vision for peace. This is a sacred calling which is pronounced by God and heeded by humanity. We end today with a prayer by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. O God, we thank you for the lives of great saints and prophets in the past, who have revealed to us that we can stand up amid the problems and difficulties and trials of life and not give in. We thank you for our foreparents who've given us something in the midst of the darkness of exploitation and oppression to keep going. Grant that we will go on with the proper faith and the proper determination of will so that we will be able to make a creative contribution to this world. In the name and spirit of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Hia from epostle.net, thanking you for your support of these daily messages. The voice of Armadoxy is now being heard on 5 continents, thanks to the organic growth you're facilitating by forwarding these podcasts to family and friends. We are encouraged by the comments and support we're receiving. For Father Voskin and the entire Epostle team, thank you and God bless.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.